Welcome to Water Online Radio. Coming to you live from New Orleans, Louisiana. Broadcasting from WEFTEC, the water quality event. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
Good morning and welcome back to Water Online Radio. Coming to you live from WEFTEC here in New Orleans, Louisiana. I am Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Todd Youngblood. Todd, I've been looking forward to this guy. We saw him 2 years ago at WEFTEC.
I know. At Rockwell's here, it's always fun.
Outstanding. Yeah, I'm looking forward to saying hello to Tom Schaefer, who is the Global Industry Manager for Rockwell Automation and their water wastewater. Welcome back to the show, Tom.
Thanks. Great to be here, and thanks for having me.
Oh, it is our pleasure. Tom, before we get into it, take a quick second. Tell us a little about you and your background.
I'm the industry manager here at Rockwell Automation. I've been with the company for close to 30 years and held this position now for the last 7.
Tell us about the work that you're doing at Rockwell. Tell us about the water wastewater division.
Well, the water business is a global business. We've got representatives not only in North America, cover pretty much every part of the country, but we've also got representation in Europe, Asia, and also in South America, too, that we coordinate projects with them. So between kind of developing our go-to-market strategy with our team in Cambridge, Canada, and our go-to-market strategy for Europe with our team in the UK, we make sure that we're doing the right things for our customers, we do the right things for our partners, and we make sure that we're delivering a high-quality product that's relevant to really the industry and what our customers really need.
Well, I hate to dive right down into details, but I've heard the term migration pedestal, and I've learned a lot about this industry over the last 2-3 years. I have no earthly idea what that is.
Sure. Over at the booth, we've got a migration pedestal, and what that really is, Rockwell is really all about maintaining our customers' investment. Okay, and whether that be with our own products or whether that be with some of our competitive products, okay, customers have made decisions over the last 10, 15, 20, 30 years, and that equipment gets old and antiquated. We've come up with a very clean, low-risk solution that allows our customers to migrate off that platform into a brand new Rockwell Automation Control Logics architecture that can really resustain them for now and also for the future. It uses, still maintain the existing instrumentation. We maintain the existing wiring, and our product drops right on top of that, and we pull the information from those products that are in the field, and we can, like I said, give the customer a brand new system in a low-risk fashion that allows them to migrate from where they were before to a brand new system today.
And this has something to do with the process control, yes?
Absolutely, yeah. And it's all part of our process control strategy. When a customer doesn't have the ability to come in and do a brand new system from start to finish, they can do this in a phased kind of fashion.
And we hear a lot about aging infrastructure, and as I hear you talking about migration, it sounds like it plays into that world of either keeping the infrastructure going a little bit longer or easing the transition or a little bit of both, maybe helping with timing.
Sure. Yeah. You know, one of the things that plagues this industry in general is just the age of the equipment that's out there. You go to large cities, large metropolitan cities, and even small places, and the equipment they have in there can be upwards of 50 years old. And today you've got, you know, our government requires very strict water quality capability. It requires the ability to limit their discharges into our streams and sewers. Well, it's very difficult to do that kind of process control and reporting capability with these older systems that don't have access to the newer capability that Ethernet platforms allow you, that Foundation Fieldbus platforms allow you, or the HART systems really allow you. So there's a deep requirement in this industry to eventually upgrade that to something that's more current, to be able to handle the requirements that municipal customers have.
Now, Rockwell is showcasing these migration pedestals here at WEFTEC, correct?
Correct.
And you're also showing off this PowerFlex 7000. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the PowerFlex 7000 is a medium voltage drive. We've had this product out in the market for quite a while. It's probably 10 years old. And even today, it's still a state-of-the-art product. I'd recommend anybody to go over to the booth and take a look at it and see what a nice, clean, easy-to-maintain product that really is. The PowerFlex 7000, we've got most, if not all, the municipalities who use medium voltage product use our PowerFlex 7000 product. It's widely acceptable. It's compact in design. Like I said, it's very easy to maintain because it's modular power structure. And also, it has built-in a low harmonic capability that, you know, doesn't put poor power quality back onto the customer's power grid.
Now, we've had the pleasure to broadcast from the Rockwell Automation Fair in the past and really enjoyed that. And what I loved most about it was the emphasis on working with your partners. And I know you'd love to talk a little bit about some of your partners, so get into that a little bit.
Sure. You know, first off, Automation Fair, not that I'm sitting here at WEFTEC and we'll plug our upcoming Automation Fair.
Oh, it's our events. Okay.
But in November, we bring in, and this year it's in Philadelphia, we'll bring in close to 10,000 dedicated Rockwell customers and our partners. Okay. We do this every year, and it's a traveling show around the country. And really, in the water industry, you know, our partners are critical to our success. Matter of fact, in the booth this year, for the first time, we have a joint booth with Anderson Hauser. Anderson Hauser maintains instruments, right? They make instruments, and they're very, very complementary to our success in the industry. We don't make instruments. Anderson Hauser does. And the two companies have come together and really built this interoperability capability between the two products, so that really the E&H instrument looks like an IO rack, or, you know, it's basically another extension of our process control architecture. All the things that are in the instrument reside in our ControlLogix processor, and it makes it very, very easy for the customer to program it, maintain it, and get the data that they need out of it in a relevant fashion. Some of the other partners we have here locally is the Rayco booth is over here. They make alarming systems, and again, they complement what Rockwell does, both with our products and also with some of the capability they have too. Some of the other people that are walking the show and are supporting us are the guys from TCI, the guys from Festo, Phoenix Digital, ProSoft. You know, they're all here with us complementing what we have and will make it better for our customers.
Let me ask the question another way. Is there anybody here that's not a partner?
Oh, yeah. There's quite a few people that aren't partners. Yeah, exactly.
You know, I get the partnering thing, and I applaud. I mean, Rockwell's done a pretty amazing job of partnering with a lot of different people. But from the other side of the coin, if I'm a customer, I want one throat to choke.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got this really complex system, lots of different vendors. Talk about how Rockwell deals with that.
Well, the partners that we pick, you know, I mentioned this earlier, this idea about interoperability and, you know, being able to feed into our integrated architecture strategy. It's more than a strategy, it's actually a capability that we have. And really what that means is that, you know, although these partners are obviously different companies, they have been given the right and the capability to actually put product right into our IO rack. So when you talk about one throat to choke, Rockwell is the one throat you're going to choke, right? but at the end of the day, we take each partner needs to stand on their own. But ultimately, if you go with a Rockwell partner, they've been pre-qualified, they've been pre-tested, and they've been given the capability to integrate directly into our data set in our products. That doesn't happen with anybody, okay? As a matter of fact, it's not authorized with everybody. So we go through a very strict requirement of making sure that the products that these people deliver and integrate into our platform are what they need to be, and they're going to work. So, you know, one throat to choke, that's still us, you know, no question about it.
Well, Tom, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about the work at Rockwell Automation and Water Wastewater?
If they're here at the show, they can certainly stop over at the Allen Bradley Rockwell Automation Anderson Hauser booth. They can get a hold of me at tjschaefer@ra.rockwell.com and stop by the booth and check out what we've got to offer, and we'll look forward to seeing them there.
Tom Schaefer, Global Industry Manager for Rockwell Automation and Water Wastewater. It was great to have you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Appreciate it.
All right, well, that wraps this segment. Water Online Radio, live from WEFTEC in New Orleans. We'll be right back.